This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers. Glad you could join us this morning. In this segment, L. Siegel Community of Agencies is here to talk about what they've been up to lately. And of course, their 35th annual L. Siegel Community Walkabout happening Sunday, October 20th inside Eastview Mall. I'd like to welcome Tom O'Connor, president of L. Siegel Community of Agencies, and Tim Kohlmeyer, executive director of Medical Motor Service, one of L. Siegel's member agencies. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
35th annual walkabout. That's quite a feat.
It is.
Pun intended.
Feet, rolling, you name it, right? We've just got a great opportunity to be indoors. Middle of October, you never know what the weather might be in Rochester, but it's an opportunity for families to come together, celebrate under some Halloween fun-themed things, and just feel included as part of an event that everybody loves to take part in.
Yeah, we've been hearing about it for years, and it's happening again.
It's happening again. Yeah, it's very interesting from our standpoint. You know, hundreds, all ages and abilities enjoy accessible trick-or-treating, a costume contest, family entertainment that happens throughout the mall.
All right. We'll touch on that in just a little bit here. But First of all, congratulations on your donations from Mr. Golisano for a couple of your agencies.
Five of our seven member agencies were beneficiaries of that. Mr. Golisano's generosity to New York State is unparalleled, right? And to think about the impact that this individual has had for so many organizations and for people with disabilities in our community. Tom Golisano is a beacon unlike anyone that's ever seen here, given over $500 million of his personal wealth.
Wow, that much.
It's really incredible. So we are all grateful. I think most people hear, you know, when you talk about philanthropy, a rising tide lifts all boats. This is certainly one of those instances where there are many, many who will be benefiting from that. I hope it leads to an increase in enhanced services and better services for folks that need it.
Yeah. Well, give us an update on L. Siegel Community of Agencies. I know the guy that's behind it is an old radio guy who founded the whole institution here.
Pat, that's you're right. He was an old radio guy. He was actually a newspaper man. He worked for Gannett News, and he worked down on Exchange Boulevard at the old headquarters for Gannett Newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
And he would do a noon broadcast, so he would go on air much like yourself. He would always intro with howdy neighbors. Mm-hmm. Then he would talk about the Rochester weather because everybody wanted to know about the weather, right? But one of the key things that Al did was he had access to the afternoon paper, and that's when we were a two-newspaper town, the Democrat and Chronicle and the Times Union. He would read what was going to be in the afternoon edition of the paper, and those two papers were competitive at that time. So it was kind of a breaking news element that didn't exist. There was no TV at that time. This was radio, right? But he had the largest listening audience east of the Mississippi River.
Oh, no kidding.
And he would typically end his broadcast with something that would support someone in the community. Maybe a family that had been displaced by fire. It could be someone who was having a medical or health issue, or perhaps during the war when we were short on blood, he would call for blood donors. But it was his benevolent spirit. He passed away in 1966. Our first facility that is really known as our flagship at 1000 Elmwood Avenue on the Golisano campus opened in 1968. And historically, we were a bit shy on our capital campaign to open that building, and he had left a gift to his church. And his pastor brought the gift over and said, "We know what you're trying to do here. We think it's really innovative. We'd like to support it. We think Al would love it." We were at that time known as the Monroe County Center for Rehabilitative Agencies. Not really a catchy name.
Yeah.
With that gift, it was not enough, honestly, to name the building. That wouldn't be something that we would have assigned his name to for that amount of money. But it was the fact that Al was so well known and so beloved that we said, you know, let's name it the L. Siegel Center. So that's how it came to be. And then we expanded back in 2008 and became L. Siegel Community of Agencies, and we've welcomed more than the original members or partners that were part of the configuration. We now have over 24 agencies who utilize over 650,000 square feet of real estate on six campuses and 20 buildings.
Okay. So one of the things that, besides the walkabout, you have other big fundraisers too. The Just One campaign? The Just $1?
Yeah, Just $1. Pat, a little bit of a correction. It was actually conceived through what used to be the Ad Council, CauseWave.
Oh, okay.
We were doing a capital campaign, and we were a couple $100,000 shy on the goal. And we went into at the Ad Council of Rochester at that time, and we said, here's our situation. And they were always helpful with media and advertising to say, let's try something. One of the individuals at the table said what we could do is create an envelope, and we would ask, let's say there's 200,000 people in Rochester, we'll ask everybody to give us $1 and just $1 and see what happens. And so we went out with it close to 35 years ago now. Went out and asked the community to support it. The first time we did it, I think we mailed to about 80,000 people. We were very hesitant and cautious. That was a lot to invest. We were thrilled with the response, and we continue to be overwhelmed. Through the years, Just One has led to over millions of dollars in gifts, frankly.
And I didn't realize.
Yeah. So
pretty enormous.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, we've had one of our largest gifts in our history came as a result of Just One. And it was an individual who just loved the fact that we were simply asking for $1, which everyone could be able to be included in, and felt that it was something that they wanted to support fully through an estate gift later.
El Segal Community of Agency seems to be doing well. You seem to be healthy and holding in there. But what are some of the challenges organizations like you face in these times that we're in?
Sure. I think one of the first things would be staffing. You know, every agency is in a position where they're trying to be competitive. It's a competitive landscape for talent. And when you look at the landscape, you know, so many of the positions that are required at our agencies are really in front of folks. Mm-hmm. They're hands-on. Tim's going to speak about medical motor service, but you can't have a remote driver. So we can't have a remote workforce necessarily to be able to do some of the services that need to be provided. So I would say staffing is one of those things. As nonprofits, we operate on very lean budgets. So it's difficult for us when we start to compete against corporate or, you know, commercial interests in terms of some of the benefits and amenities that come with those types of positions. Mm. And most of us can't afford to do signing bonuses or that type of thing.
I see.
So I would say, you know, it's competitive pay. But it's also the ability to give back. And that's part of what we try to do. And from a mission standpoint, we try to talk about how working in our organizations helps people with disabilities and special needs. And there's things that happen in your heart when you do that that don't necessarily have to get to your wallet.
I got you. And you have a need for volunteers as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say, you know, Pat, every organization has a number of staff who, you know, day to day are doing the operational things. But it's our boards and our committees that are volunteer based that really help us set strategy. They make connections for us, and they're ambassadors for our work. And that's really the important aspect of what volunteers and getting involved can be.
And one of your agencies is the Medical Motor Service. Tim Kohlmeyer is here waiting patiently. Hello, Tim.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tim, I'm going to have you use that mic. Just swing right over there because I can't, for some reason, it's not working.
Okay.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah, there you
Hello.
Go.
Hello. How are you?
Perfect. Good. How are you?
Awesome.
So tell us about Medical Motor Service and its role in our community.
Medical Motor Service provides a critical resource to those in our community that have mobility or disadvantages in getting from one place to another.
Okay.
We are the oldest functioning not-for-profit transportation service in the nation, and we were born out of the 1918 pandemic when five nurses got organized around getting people to medical appointments. So we're over 100 years old, providing this resource to the community.
And do you have your rolling stock of vehicles?
We do. We operate the largest fleet in Western New York.
No kidding.
We cover services from sedan-type taxi services, up through medical stretcher services for those people that need to get to rehab and from one facility to another. So we cover the spectrum of transportation needs in our community, and we're focused on those that need help getting to where they need to be.
Wow, it's a big job. It's a big responsibility. Now, where do you get the drivers from?
Local community members that have commercial driver's license. We're federally regulated, so we have to have CDL operators, which means we compete against the school bus industry and the commercial trucking industry for drivers with that type of license.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always in a recruiting mode trying to pull new people in. But the main highlight for Medical Motors is that we're not a taxi service. We're not an Uber or a Lyft. We are family members of the riders that we get from home to where they need to be. We participate in their lives, and it's a regular customer base that allows us to have that connection.
So I imagine there's quite a upkeep of your rolling stock as well, all of the maintenance of the vehicles that has to be done on a daily basis.
There is.
Is that all done there?
Yes, sir. We have our own mechanic shop, and we've extended our services at a discounted rate to other not-for-profit fleets in our community. So we maintain our own, and we help others keep their stuff on the road. And as you can imagine, certainly in upstate New York, between corrosion and
I know.
many, many millions of miles put on in the street between fender benders and those types of issues, we're very busy.
And how many vehicles do you have?
Currently, we're operating 88, but we're always looking to expand our fleet. And a recent gift from Mr. Galassano is going to help us provide increased capacity in the community because there's more work than providers right now.
I see.
We'll be focused on expanding our services to help even more people.
Well, $2 million definitely could go a long way.
It will.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest, Tom O'Connor, president of L. Siegel Community of Agencies, and with Tom, Tim Kohlmeyer, executive director of Medical Motor Service, one of L. Siegel's member agencies. Okay, so the 35th annual L. Siegel Community Walkabout coming up Sunday, October 20th. Tell us more.
Sure. So this is a great opportunity for hundreds of people to come together of all ages and abilities to celebrate indoors, take part in some Halloween-themed fun, a costume contest. Through a generous donation from Party City, we actually have brand new costumes for folks who register early, until supplies run out. But you can actually register early at alsiegel.org and get yourself a costume for the walkabout contest. And then we do a costume contest where we parade all of the participants in front of the audience near the end of the event.
And this walkabout takes place in the entire mall?
It is. It's indoors. When we started this, Pat, we were outside, and a number of times we realized that the weather in October in Rochester can be a little bit questionable. We've had more than a few events that were kind of wetter than we wanted or chillier than we wanted. So through a generous donation from the Wilmerite family and the Eastview Mall, we were able to have everybody inside, warm, great temperatures, and be able to have everybody in a place where they can be included and also be able to take part in fun that is a controlled environment for everybody.
Yeah, so what time does this start?
So this starts, registration, I believe, is at 8:30 in the morning. The walk itself starts at 9.
Okay.
And then we'll do the costume contest at 10 a.m.
So the mall will be open?
The mall is
open. Okay.
Yeah, the mall is open for the L. Siegel Community Walkabout on that morning.
Wow.
And we're there early. We get everything set up for everybody to have a great time. And then they... We're wrapped up before they have to get home for football games.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. We can't forget about the weekend football games.
Correct.
So how many people do you usually have participating
sure,
in this?
Sure. It's in the hundreds, and, it varies. It's been an interesting history, if you will, because as we've come back from the pandemic, we're noticing folks are starting to become more and more comfortable getting together in crowds. But I think, given the seasonality of what we've been through relative to either the flu or COVID, folks are still mindful of, okay, that's a big grouping, but it's a spread out space, excellent HVAC at Eastview.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's growing again back to the, levels of hundreds. I'd love to see us be in the neighborhood of 500, 600 again. And I fully believe we will get there.
Now, will there be treats?
There are. Yeah, that's part of the fun. Every table, there's tables spread out throughout. There's lots of food and games and entertainment. There's crafts and things for the kids and the adults to do. It's a very family-oriented event.
Now, each year, L. Siegel asks attendees to share their reasons why they choose to attend. Do you have any stories to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had one parent share that they take part because an L. Siegel member agency has given so much to their son, services that they could never give to him without their help. So they walk to give a little bit back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's great. And I'll tell you, one of the other things too, Pat, is I'm one of the judges for the costume contest. It's the hardest job in the world. But to see the families and the creativity, particularly when you bring kids in who have maybe a developmental disability, kids that come in and they have, they've got a wheelchair, but their family's made it into a rocket ship or a boat, right? It's the coolest thing. And just to see the smiles and the joy on everybody's face as they participate in it.
I was just going to ask you, what kind of costumes will we be seeing there?
Yeah. It's, whatever the hottest movie is at that time, I guarantee you, you're going to see lots of ninjas and Ninja Turtles, and you're going to see lots of Frozen characters, right? But whatever, whatever the movie or flavor that is really hot that season is what we typically see. And then there's a lot of creativity, too, where families will come up with, old school kind of Campbell soup cans and robots and all kinds of great stuff.
It's amazing how creative people can be with costumes.
Absolutely.
I've tried my luck at it, but but not really that lucky with it. So I kind of let the professionals do it.
I was going to say, I'm with you. I'll take it off the shelf. You know,
right.
Last year I wore a costume that was provided to us through Party City.
Oh, so you get dressed up too?
I did. I did.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
The first time I did, but I did it and it was a lot of fun. And I think the kids enjoyed it. So
this is the 35th annual Al Siegel Community Walkabout coming up Sunday, October 20th, right inside Eastview Mall. And if they'd like to find out more information on this.
Sure. They can check out our Facebook and Instagram pages for fun contests and prizes that lead up to the 20th. And then certainly at alsiegel.org, they can register to be a part of it as well.
Wonderful. Tom, I'm going to leave you with one question here. Everyone has a why. Can you share why you are so passionate about what you do at Al Siegel?
Sure. I'm passionate about what I do at Al Siegel because I know the impact it has for so many. And I view my role at Al Siegel as a force multiplier for all of these agencies and the work that they do. I'm fortunate enough to be able to talk about Tim Kohlmeyer and Medical Motor Service, or EPI, Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehab, CP Rochester, Starbridge, you name it. I can talk about any one of these agencies and the work that they do, but collectively, that's really where our impact matters the most. And we can talk about 55,000 children and adults with special needs that are served right here in Rochester, and every dollar and every fund that comes in any way supports the work. It stays right here local.
Well, thank you for all the work that you do there at Al Siegel. Tim, what about you?
I came to this world from emergency services, and I continue to be awed by the impact that the families have, the interest that they have in making sure that their children have the best experience that they can. And as a result of seeing that, it allows me to put my force, as Tom says, a force multiplier. It allows me to put my energy into making sure that they get the best experience that they can.
And that means a lot. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking your time to be out here, to come out to the studio here and speak with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Pat.
Tom O'Connor, president of Al Siegel Community of Agencies, and Tim Kohlmeyer, executive director of Medical Motor Service, one of Al Siegel's member agencies, our guest this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.